I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. One 1,000, two 1,000, three. When we're young, we're taught to count the pauses between thunder rumbles as a way to distract us from fear. Divide the number by five, and you can roughly calculate the miles between your location and the booming lightning bolt. The exercise also reveals that storms aren't erratic monsters. They're systems with some predictable aspects. Even so, this calming method may be lost on today's young storm watchers. Rising global temperatures produce more atmospheric water vapor, which in turn generates bigger, more forceful storm updrafts. This blustery tumbling shakes up particles, building up a mighty static electric charge that blasts out as lightning. Since 2020, mega lightning storms have been known to produce 2,500 bolts, or about 200 strikes every 30 minutes. In some cases, the flashes are so continuous, they shine like daylight. In the western U.S., this uptick in lightning strikes has driven up the frequency of wildfires. Hotter average temperatures have also extended the length of the fire season by 84 days. These correlations are not welcome news to families and businesses facing a potentially hazardous fire season in the West. Fortunately, communities can shrink future storms by simply converting food waste to compost, which sequesters planet-heating gases. One 1,000, two 1,000, let's get ready to rumble. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.